Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, be with us as we speak and hear this message today. In Jesus' name and amen. I had thought of a different message today about Christianity and the church, but I awakened very early this morning, and this was on my heart and my mind, a message about concern for the future. Now, I don't know about the timing of anything that's going to happen in the future. I just know there's things that are getting my attention and the attention of people around. We know that things have gone on in the past that we have not been able to understand. They surprise us, and they just happen to come about quickly. For instance, there have been fires in California. They were not predicted. In particular, there was the Paradise Fire, same for that. There was the 2008 financial near collapse. There was the 9/11 event. These things, people really hardly even looked that they were coming. We just didn't know. So we don't know what's coming in the near future either. And I think about it being better to be prepared a year too soon than a minute too late. So we look at what the possibilities are in this great land of America, and we try to figure out what should we do. And by the way, is America still great, or are there changes going to come about because of the way America is? When I look back at what made America great, I think about people all around the world asking that question. What was it that made America great? In 1835, Alex de Tocqueville wrote a book about why America was great. And it had to do with America being good and in the spirit of Christianity. So there's many places in the world today that want to be great like America is great, but they don't want to have that same good spirit of Christianity. And that's just a part of what we might want to do to continue to be prosperous, let's say, or great. Nowadays, we desire to be free. We desire to have prosperity. And people all over the world look to America and say, we want to be in America, the land of the free. And so many people are trying to come to America, and that is changing the nature of America and the spirituality that is in America. Nowadays, there's a different idea of being free. Americans are more and more asking for and voting for free benefits. Free benefits. And they think free is good as long as other people are paying for it. Well, how long can it last? It cannot continue. Already, we are spending more money than we have, and that's putting us in debt as a nation. Well, people in their youth, we think about all the things we get living in our parents' house. Our parents provide for us, and we want to be taken care of. And then we move out of the home, and we think about how we want government to take care of us. What are we teaching our children anyway? We have to teach our children to leave home and to provide for their own needs, and not to expect government and taxpayers to pay for whatever it is that they want. Well, thus we are facing a problem of society and government running out of other people's money to pay for the things that basically we want and expect. And now we are in a position of actually being bankrupt as a nation, financially, not to mention morally and spiritually. Well, it seems like there's a plan going around also, a great big plan. And that plan does call for the downfall of America so that other people can take the assets of America. And that is what happens in a bankruptcy. The people get the leftover assets after a bankruptcy. And that's what I think will happen when America goes bankrupt. The rich, let's call them bankers, but the rich will get the leftovers of America, and they like that because they can buy things very cheap then, and they can control everything that they can acquire. They can charge whatever rent they want for it. And that has been a plan that has happened in other parts of the world, and now it seems to be going on in America. The big people of the world, call them the movers and shakers, they have already put such a plan into effect in other countries. And nowadays, there is the continuation of that plan. It's been talked about through the World Economic Forum. In 2016, they released a video where it was clearly described and stated that the people of the world would own nothing and be happy. So there is a plan in place. There is a plan to take everything you have and then rent it back to you. Now, that's kind of in the latter stages of the plan, but it still is a plan, and that is being moved upon by those movers and shakers of the world. Are you all right with that? Does that sound all right to you? Or are you willing to stand up and do something to protect the freedom that you now enjoy? The liberty that we have is amazing, but we have to use wisdom to maintain our liberty. We must use wisdom, and maybe not guns. A lot of people think that guns are going to do something. Well, at some point they have in the past, and they may well in the future. I don't know about that, but it just happens that we are a divided nation, and if we disagree with people within our very own nation, let's use wisdom on them and not guns. After all, the people who disagree with us are going to be our neighbors and in some cases our own family. We want to have the goodness and of liberty and tell people about the goodness of God. That's what we do, and we do that by showing Christian love. We live as a loving community. And if we don't, well, we have consequences, and we are beginning to see society changes, and those consequences come about. A part of the reason that happened is we, older people, have neglected to teach our Christian values to our young family members, and so now we are getting the consequences. We are also having schools and higher education teach different values than the older Americans have had, and so things are changing. We do want to reach out to the young people and reach out to our family as well and show them the wisdom of having Christian values. That's, I think, the best hope that we have for America. And that is also our best hope for our personal and economic security in our future. You know, this is going to hit us in our pocketbooks if we don't promote, teach, live by loving Christian values. And it just seems that if things fall apart, if America loses its principles, much will be lost. Much of the economic security, much of our spiritual life and rewards, they will be lost. And there are people who want to see that happen. They want to see America weakened and destroyed. And we have to stand up for our Christian values, which include love and compassion and work. I mean, that's all a part of it too. So there are people who, when looking at the world and America today, they say, oh, it doesn't look so good for America. And they will ask, perhaps, why is America not in the scriptures? And maybe America is in the scriptures. There are people who say that America is Mystery Babylon, mentioned in Revelation 17:5. So, is America Mystery Babylon? It could be. But the point is not whether it is or isn't, but are we living by our Christian principles? That's what we want to do. Live according to Christian virtues. There still is a possibility of getting all the things back. We just have to repent and turn back to God's ways. There is always time to repent and to turn back to what we used to have. And true enough, we don't know the exact future, and we don't know what it would mean to repent and turn back. But that's probably the best choice we have of how to live in the future, how to speak and teach our love to the younger people. Nowadays, there are many people who are concerned that we in America are close to some very big event occurring. So that's what some people see, something big in the future, and it won't be good. And that just makes other people want to think about Jonah 3:5, and believe in God and fast and repent of our wicked ways. We all see it a little bit different, but we do want to remember that God is the main focus of our attention. Otherwise, there are just too many numerous threats of things that can happen that just plain aren't good. We see the rising prices all around us. We know that hyperinflation is threatening us. And lately we have been seeing the ships offshore waiting to be unloaded. 100 ships full of what? Food and supplies, all sorts of things. And somehow our leaders and our country just cannot get the unloading of those ships done. It just doesn't happen. So perhaps this is a time to pray and fast, and to repent, just as Nineveh did in Jonah chapter 3. We still can change our future at any time we can, at any point we can. And we just have to realize that we have to do it. We have to repent. And otherwise we will receive the consequences of whatever sin has been going on. And we know we don't want the consequences of sin. Just look what has happened in history. Look what has happened in Bible history. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. And we can only guess what is coming. We just really don't know. But we know that we are concerned, and we know that there are things that we can do about it. We have to be concerned with a repent. We have to be concerned about the sin that is in the country. What? Otherwise, we have a different message? Oh, just think about the churches that are having a different message. They are talking about the prosperity that we can have. They are preaching about you will have a nice house and a new car. That's what some churches are preaching instead of repent. Speak the gospel to the people. So there are things going on. But what do we want? Of course we want the things that are nice. We want the nice house and the new cars. But there's a time for that, and there's a time for everything else. Speaking of cars, that just reminds me of the cars that are not being built in the United States. That's going on right now because the car manufacturers cannot get the computer chips that they need to put into the new cars. And it's not just a couple of computer chips. It's estimated that a new car has between 200 and 300 computer chips in that car. So, we have a difficult situation. We have let all of our, so much of our manufacturing move out of the country. And now, we are unable to get the things that we need. And that's why there are the 100 container ships off the coast of California. And that's why we can't even build a new car. What does our future hold? Oh, don't we wonder about that. I think of that, remember when Obama was going to that church in Chicago where there was a Reverend Ripped, and he talked about America's chickens were coming home to roost. Oh, yeah, and he said another thing, too, that stuck in people's mind. That was about 2008 when he said, governments lie, and no, 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 it is not God bless America. It is God damn America. Well, doesn't that just show you something about the spiritual battle we are in? We are in a spiritual battle. And we want to uphold the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit. It is a battle. It is a war going on. And it is taking place in many different places. From the churches, like that one I just said, where Obama had gone to. Or it's taking place on the battlefield of our economy, where we can't build cars and we can't unload the container ships waiting off the coasts. It's just something that's going on. It's not a good thing. A lot of people are seeing troubles coming. And we have to remember what our basic food needs are. To me, that is basic. And you recall, just a little bit ago on the 9/11. No. It was the 10/9 broadcast of Christ Today. I talked about a conversation that I'd had with two ex-military men, and they did foresee a coming conflict in the United States. And I asked them about if they would put away food or if they would need food during that conflict. And both of them just had the idea that somehow they would be able to acquire the food that they needed. So they weren't especially concerned about food. And I did think about their life experience, where as military men, they were provided their food needs. So, yeah, they didn't think about food as much as they might have if they had to have their own food resources. But the point is we have a changing situation today, and there are people who are concerned with having enough food in the country as food shortages grow in different places all around the country. And there are people who are just plain concerned about a conflict happening here in America. I think of George Washington when I talk like that, because he had an angelic vision or visitation. And during that angelic visitation, he was told about three great conflicts in America. One was the Revolutionary, well, we understand it to be, one was the Revolutionary War, one was the Civil War, and the final one was a war in the future where there would be demonic fighting going on and there would be mortal combat all over our country. And eventually, America would win that battle and the demonic forces would be driven out of America. Well, it's not that I can call that prophecy or say indeed it's going to happen, but I do remember the things that I've heard and try to put them into a context. So it could happen. And what does that mean? If it means that is going to happen, we want to get ready with the basic things that we need. And I think of water and a water filter and food. Yes, we need other things too, but we're not going to do very well if we don't have water and food. So think about your needs. Think about what you might want if indeed a great big event is going to happen to America. And continue praying. Definitely continue to pray to our God, the God of the Bible. And the Bible tells us very clearly to fear not. And it tells us that we can be victors through Christ Jesus. Now, we do have things going on where it talks about feeding the sheep or taking care of the sheep. And it talks about battles also. These we can all pay attention to. And we look at the Bible, characters in the Bible, and we know that the heroes did not have a very special fear. They didn't have fear, in fact. And if you look at David, who fought Goliath, he did not have fear of Goliath. In fact, there in 1 Samuel 7, chapter 17, it talked about the army of Israel that was in fear of Goliath. But David, he was indignant against Goliath because Goliath had dishonored God of Israel and the armies of Israel. So David was offended by Goliath. And what happened to that? David ran to do battle with Goliath. He was not fearful. David ran to do battle with Goliath when Goliath had offended God by his words. And so there are other people in the Bible who also have, in effect, ran to the fight. They took on the fight without fear. Nehemiah did, over in Nehemiah chapter 6, and he built the wall around Jerusalem. He was all ready to do God's work. And sometimes we have unpopular things to say in life, and we have to say them. I think of Nathaniel, the prophet, when he spoke to David and said, "You are the man." That was 2 Samuel 12. "You are the man." David did not want to hear that. It was very unpopular to say, but the man of God said that. Well, we have a lot that we can go through. We still don't know what it is, but we have to be faithful to God and do all the things that He tells us He likes, and to not do the things that He doesn't like. I know one of the things He told Israel was not to sacrifice your children. God said, "Do not put your children through the fire," which means don't sacrifice your children to Moloch, as in Jeremiah 32. So, and it's in the New Testament too. The theme in part of Matthew 25 is God's prayer in the Bible to protect, well, it's our prayer also, to protect the innocent and the children. And I think that means that we ought to pray against abortion. And when it's appropriate to act, then act also. But we want to be protectors of the little children, of the innocent people. So we pray for righteousness to cover everyone's heart and mind. God's righteousness to cover every heart and mind. And then we want to show love to the world. That's another thing that we just plain do as Christians. Show everyone the righteousness of God. God is loving righteousness, but it doesn't mean that there won't be consequences for things. We just want God's righteousness to be all over the world. Just think, a world with no more cheating and no more lies, only God's righteousness? We would like that. Oh, it makes me think of heaven. What a nice place to be. It's a good place to be in heaven, where there's only God's righteousness. So, we want to fit right into God's heaven, don't we? And therefore, let us practice the goodness of God as we go through life and practice being righteous according to God's righteousness. So let's do that, okay? Yes, indeed, let's. I hope that that we do follow God's instruction. There are God's instructions in the Bible, and we want to follow them. Sometimes it's pretty hard. Sometimes we have to remember to pray for all sorts of things, and that's what we do. We will pray. We want God's goodness to be with us here on earth, and so we pray. Now, here in California, we have things going on all the time. Is it God's righteousness that government forces corporations with over 500 employees to do things? The last one was that clothing stores would have to have a, what's that called? Well, it's not male and not female, but it's a separate location for clothes that are not gender specific. We have government doing things. Are we in agreement or not? Good question, huh? We have a government that says there will be no more small engines, no more gasoline-powered lawnmowers or leaf blowers, and that apparently is going to extend to chainsaws and golf carts as well. So that just happened. AB 1346. And so we've got 2 more years before that goes into effect. But, well, things are changing. We are a nation of laws, so let us obey every law that there is, right? Well, every law until what? right up until there is the law that we have to take the mark of the beast, and then we disobey, that's going to be kind of a hard habit to break, isn't it? Obey, 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 and then disobey. Well, we can, I guess we all have to see what we, how we feel about that in our own hearts and minds. Well, there's plenty of people who say when that law comes into effect, we will be raptured out before that ever happens. And I just ask you to look at when do events happen. If you look in history, you will find out that a lot of people who were God's people had to face some very difficult times. There was starvation that happened. There was all sorts of things that happened to God's people. So are we going to be raptured out before we have any difficulty? Yeah, I wish I knew. I don't know, but I sure don't think that it's only one way like some pastors are teaching. We already are having people and pastors, there's still pastors who don't agree with that, and they say we have to get ready for persecution as a church. Persecution is coming. And if you look at the last couple of years or decades, we have seen Christian persecution here and there. But there is a feeling that it's going to become quite widespread that we will have Christian persecution. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But the thing is I always think it's a good idea, like I say, to be prepared for what just might be coming. And while we don't know what it is, we do have indicators. We certainly do. And so we want to take advantage of the freedom that we have to have our supplies for the just in case be prepared, be ready. And that, by the way, is an American tradition. America has always been prepared for things that would surprise us or cause us difficulty. Our preparedness has kept us free. And freedom, by the way, is another American tradition and Christian tradition. And we have freedom and prosperity, which has allowed us as Americans to be generous. I heard the other day, America is 4% of the world population, but it gives 80% of the world's charity. Pretty interesting. I don't know the specific of that. I just heard a ministry on the radio say that. But we do know we are a generous people, a giving people. That is just plain obvious. But America's character is kind of changing. It's changing when we have the young people learning different things in school and so many people from other countries coming to America to change ideas. Well, a part of it is that change. Will people simply become traditional Americans? We will see. And I think of that Thomas Jefferson. One of the things he said was, we will end up being slaves in the land which our forefathers settled. He said it a little different, but that was the meaning. So these days, we are concerned with maintaining our freedoms and our rights, our God-given rights. They are not given by government. They are given by God. But we have people who are very concerned because they say things are no longer free in America. I mean, for instance, the elections are not free. Oh, lots of different opinion, but you have to listen to what some people are saying, like Arizona Senator Karen Fan. And she just said that, well, she gave us a report to the Arizona Senate that said there are a number of discrepancies in Arizona's voting, and that included 23,000 voters who voted from their previous address and not their new address. They did that by absentee vote. And there were other election irregularities, like people who actually now lived out of state, but they voted in their new state and their old state. Also, that there were thousands of minors who voted in other states. The point is there were quite a few big election irregularities. And so we have to wonder, is our vote really counted fairly? And if it's not, what are we going to do about it? You know, other countries have a national identity card which they have to present in order to vote. That national identity card is a way of keeping track of people. You know, just like we are concerned in America with keeping track of people and that people don't get too many double payments of benefits or whatever it is. So, there is a strong movement to have a national identity card, and that includes for the purpose of voting. Well, the national identity card in many countries, including the ones in the Middle East, list your religion, and therefore Christians cannot hide what religions they are, and therefore they are subject to being persecuted when they have to show their national identity card. Well, it's not that I have a real answer. It's just that there's problems. There's problems with everything, and we have to figure out what are we going to do to both ensure truth and fairness and ensure God's way, that we also have the freedom that we're guaranteed under God. That's what our Constitution is about, freedom according to God. And a part of what we are doing is we're turning into a worldly system by having so many people learn about the worldly systems and coming to America also. It's all a part of moving our population towards a new identity. Will it be a new identity card? It could be. Or it could be a new national health card. All these things are possible. America is changing from America, the land of the free, to America, the monitored. Well, governments pass laws, and you know how important it is that the government protects us and keeps us safe, right? Well, if that is the role of government, then just think. We would maybe have no more fast foods, no alcohol, no smoking, and a speed limit of 45 miles per hour on the freeways. Why? To keep people safe and alive. That, if it's government's role to protect us and keep us alive, well, just try to think about how safe do you want government to keep you? I still remember a city policeman who I spoke with about 20 years ago. We were talking about metal detectors, and he was saying how good they are to have in the courthouses. And I said, well, if metal detectors are good, do you think we should have metal detectors every few blocks in the cities? And he said, oh, yes, we have to keep people safe. We should have metal detectors every few blocks in the big cities. So I have to ask you, what role do you think government should play in keeping us safe? It's a big question, and we sure better think about what position government ought to have in our life. You know, a lot of people nowadays are saying that they don't want the controls. They don't want government telling them what to do. Look, we hear about police departments resigning. We hear about first responders resigning. We hear about nursing shortages. Nurses are walking away from their jobs. Why, in some cases, 8 out of 10 medical people are walking away. They say, no, I'm not going to take that jab. And in some cases, it's 30% or whatever percent it is. People are recognizing that this jab could be a real problem. And so they're saying no. But our government is saying, oh, companies with over 500 employees, they have to take it. Companies are saying that too. Where is our freedom? Where will it end? Where will it start? We better get that figured out, because if we don't, we are all going to be told just what to do. And you know what? We're going to do it. We are a nation of laws, and therefore we will obey every law that's right in front of us, right up until the one law that says you will take the mark. Oh boy, you better figure that one out. Figure it out. Talk to the politicians and make sure that the laws that pass are the ones that you really want to live by. I know in the USA there's a whole lot of people who don't want to wear masks. There's thousands of people around the world who are saying, no, we won't wear a mask. There are demonstrations throughout the big cities of the world, Rio de Janeiro, Athens, Rome, Paris. Paris has been, the whole country's been shut down because of the tens of thousands of people protesting. But what are we going to do? Are we going to say, yes, government, we will do just what you say, take every injection you want us to take, and you will keep us free? You better figure this out, America, because we are turning into a country which could be called the Red States of America, because that's what we are facing. We are facing control in a way that we might not want. You know, just recently, a week ago, there was the air traffic controller strike at Southwest Airlines. That was about having the COVID restrictions and the vaccination. They didn't want that. A lot of people are willing to be fired rather than take that shot. Even in New York City, where the teachers are saying they want to be kept safe, well, there are 3,000 New York City teachers who have asked for either a medical exemption or a religious exemption so they don't have to take that mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. That came out of the New York United Federation of Teachers Union. It's just that we have things going on in America. What are we going to do? What are we going to stand for? Most of the people are just going to go along with it. Just like Kaiser Permanente, they have 216,000 employees. They have 2,000 employees who are saying they won't take the injection. They won't take the vaccine. And Kaiser doesn't seem very concerned because it's such a small percentage of the workforce. But in some places, there's 80% of the people that will not take that vaccination. And that is in medical facilities. They won't take it. They've seen the harm the vaccine can do. But we good citizens are saying, yes, government, we will take it. Well, look at the researchers. See what they say. There are plenty of researchers who are saying this vaccine is not good. You should not take it. It will shorten your lifespan. And a lot of researchers are very concerned, and a lot of them are not. You just have to look for yourself. Yes, please do. It's a question. There's lots of people who are saying take it, and there's lots of people who are saying no way. Well, as Christians, I think the thing we really need to remember is to keep our focus on Jesus Christ, because he is who we serve. And really and truly, it doesn't matter how long we live. It doesn't matter, because all we have to be concerned of is being faithful to Jesus Christ and loving God and loving our neighbor. That's the simple way of saying it. Matthew 22:38. So, we have a job to figure out, and we have a mind to help us to figure out how to do it. God gave us this mind, and we should use it to try and figure out how we can be obedient and serve God so we are ready to be in that heavenly place where we will be obedient and serving God. That's our eternity, and we get to say hooray. We get to be with God who loves us, and we get to love God back. Wow, that's wonderful. But nowadays we have so many distractions. We have things going on in the world and they distract us. Look at what's going on in the media. They tell us all about the conflicts. The drums of war are beating. China threatens Taiwan, threatens China. China threatens Japan. China threatens India. China is going to take over Taiwan. 100 airplanes at a time seem to be going over Taiwan from the Chinese threat. Oh, this is a new one. Just about a few days ago, I heard that there had been 24 U.S. Marine soldiers in Taiwan training the Taiwanese people. That's been for over a year. 24 Marines. And you just have to wonder, maybe that's why we have a nuclear submarine in that area. Boy, what's going to happen? What's China going to do about this? They take this threat very seriously. They are very concerned about what America is doing to extend its influence over a freedom of seas issue, but they think it's attacking them. Well, we have lots of people bothered by what's going on. Speaking about being bothered, there's a lot of people bothered by what China is doing. There are the reports that continue about forced organ harvesting on live subjects in China. I knew about that over 20 years ago. I read the reports. I read the testimonies. It's unmistakable, but it's still going on political prisoners, on prisoners that they want to turn, like the Uyghurs, they want to turn them into Chinese people, erase their heritage and turn them into good Chinese citizens. It's an internment camp environment. So, what are we going to do? Maybe we should do nothing because it's China. And maybe we should do something because we're concerned about freedoms in the world. Where do you want to go to war? Where do you want to send your children and grandchildren to war at? What values are you holding? There are things that we are going to have to figure out. This virus that's going on, more and more information is coming out that it came out of the Wuhan laboratory with United States support. There are research facilities in the United States that have cooperated one way or the other in the development of COVID-19 at that Wuhan laboratory. So who's responsible for this? Probably the people that are restricting us right now and telling us we have to do whatever it is. So we better get this figured out. What we're going to do, are we going to mask up? Are we going to have our 5-year-olds masking up in school? Yeah, California is working towards that. They're working towards getting COVID shots for every 5-year-old in the state. And we wonder, why has autism increased by, well, different percentages in different places? But there's kind of an average of autism having increased by 50% in the last 20 years. Well, we have things going on in our schools that are really not good. We have teenagers in their classrooms. They are having to write sexually explicit papers. Oh, boy. And other things in this country, again, are they distractions in their news that we read about or hear about? Or is it something really to be concerned about? We have that General Mark Milley. He has a counterpart in China, and he had a phone call with them saying, "Don't worry, President Trump. If he ever plans to attack China, then I would give you a call and warn you about that first." Hey, and you know what people are saying? They're saying that's treason. That's treason by Mark Milley, general. Well, we have things going on, and we ought to make sure that we are living according to God's will for our government. It is His protection that we need. But we do have a constitution which includes God. It puts our nation under God. And if you look at that French Revolution, it also stressed freedom and liberty, but American Revolution put freedom and liberty under God. So, what about our Constitution? You know, so many people are swearing an oath, like our first responders and our military. They are sworn to uphold the Constitution, but so many of those people have not even read it. They don't know about the Ten Amendments or the other ones. And I remember a sheriff on a video, he was saying that the Second Amendment guards all of the other amendments, and therefore the Second Amendment is still applicable today. After all, it guards us against criminals, against tyrants, and against foreign invaders. Therefore, we must cling tightly to that Second Amendment. Well, that was a sheriff I heard talking some years back. And we have to figure out what kind of a country are we going to have. If we are leaving God, do you think God will be leaving us? Well, it says that principle, that's for sure. And so we are having a famine in our land. Oh, yes, a famine of God's word and a famine of food also. If you look at Amos 8:10. Well, right in there, it talks about there being a famine in the land and how it's a famine of God's word, and that famine becomes a physical famine of food. And when you look at what's going on in this country, we are having shortages of food all over the place. We have restaurants that don't have items on their menus because they're out. They can't get them. We have shortages in the stores where we cannot get food. We have shortages in the stores of everything from car parts to tractor tires. We have elite people that want this to happen so that America can be forced to failure, so that they can take over America. Yeah, it's part of a plan. This plan has been going on for at least 100 years. And nowadays, it is popularly called the Great Reset, and that is a part of a great collapse. We hear that talked about by our politicians. They only tell you the part they want you to hear, though. They don't tell you the rest of the story. There's another part of that phrase that we hear politicians saying, and that is build back better. And so when they say build back better, there is a realization that we have to collapse and then build back better. Build back better has been a political re-election, something spoken on banners and said all over the world, including by our politicians and our Joe Biden guy. So that's been very popular. It's a part of the New World Order sayings and the new One World System. It's here. It's with us. And there is a plan that is ready to go. And it is a typical communist plan. There is there's a communist guy who was with the KGB. And he left his country and now talks about communism. And his name is Yuri Bezmenov. He has been talking about the plans of communism and how they infiltrate societies, whether it's India or the Third World or America. And so we can learn what the communist method of taking over a country is. And we can see those things happening right here in America. they are going on. So look up some of the past communist people who talk about the changes that are going to come. They will talk about how we are promised everything. Whatever we want, we are promised under communism. But then when communists take over, they deliver nothing. That's what the communist method is. And we have things that are going on to cause our country anxiety on every level. Why, we have had the release of tens of thousands of prisoners. Well, I've tried to look that up and have been unable to find a real number, but it's over 100,000 prisoners released. Many of them were violent murderers and rapists, but they still got let out of prison. Why? So they would not catch COVID-19. Huh, where are we headed here in the United States? What's going to happen? That's a lot of prisoners, violent people, to be released. So we have to just be prepared for something, whatever's coming. And the big thing is that God's love changes people. And we have to remember that. That's our position. We're God's people here on earth. And so we have to do what we can to preach the good word of God's gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is love, and it is still consequences, and that's a part of the gospel too. So we want to remember the gospel of Jesus Christ and remember to keep America morally strong. I mean, that is what we want. And a part of that is financially strong as well. So remember that you can listen to any of these past broadcasts of Christ Today by going to www.christtoday.org. And I also invite everyone to get my preparedness pamphlet. It's free. Just write to me with a stamped self-addressed envelope and I'll send you one. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95973. And I certainly thank the people who have sent both correspondence and donations to me. It is really very wonderful. Let's just remember to pray for the people of the world. Pray for our neighbors. Pray for our family. Pray, and prayer is necessary and needed. So many people need your prayer. And if we knew how much good our prayer would do, we would pray more. So let's remember to pray for the many people that they become Christians and then they will become family and friends. How wonderful. God bless you. Thank you for listening.